you are listening to Nuggets with IK. IK. Hey people, welcome again to another episode of Nuggets, and I remain your host, IK. I always like to thank all of you who listen to this. I really appreciate you guys. And I also want to thank all of you who took the time to give some recommendations concerning the previous episode on how we could, you know, better improve ourselves. Better sound quality, better time management. We're going straight to the point, no beating around the bush, straight to each topic and discuss. Now today, what are we talking about? Today we're talking about self-validation. Self-validation. The first and most important validation anyone should look to achieve. It is the first and most important validation any one of us should look to achieve. I like to think of it as becoming the leader of your support system. Becoming the leader of your own support system. You know, you should never give that responsibility to anyone or anything else. It should be you. What is self-validation? It is recognizing and celebrating you all the time. I'm not saying become so full of yourself, no, but learn to appreciate you, okay? Appreciate you like no other person can. Give yourself some credit, man. Come on, give yourself some credit. It is approving yourself. Always approving yourself, always not waiting for people out there in the world to approve you till you start to feel good. Do it yourself. Take that power away from them and give it to yourself. Approve yourself always. Now, you haven't truly failed if the world condemns you, but you start to fail when you join the world in condemning yourself. You start to fail when you join the world in condemning yourself. Why not commend yourself? Commend yourself for your good works. Teach yourself to improve in areas you're not so good at. And commend yourself in areas where you're thriving. Focus on areas where you're thriving. What are those words you want people out there in the world to tell you? What are those accolades? What are those praises you want to hear? Why don't you tell them to yourself? I know it sounds crazy, but you could actually make it a habit to start talking to yourself. Tell them to yourself and learn to believe every single word. And before you know it, you just start to take actions that are deserving of those accolades. Now, some people always feel down and sad. And if you ask them, hey, what's wrong? They can't actually tell you what is wrong. Get into the habit of asking yourself, what exactly do I need right now? If life is not looking so bliss, you can actually ask yourself, what could make my life better? Separate yourself from the noise of the world, get into you, and ask yourself, what will make my life better? What will bring me more joy? And start taking actions. Find out what it is and take actions to better your feelings. To better your feelings. Now, the dictionary definition of self-validation is requiring no external confirmation, sanction, or validation. I just like to say, you know, telling yourself, you know what, I'm the man. I don't need nobody to tell me that. I know it, that I am the man. I'm freaking awesome, man. I don't wait for people to tell me, I know it. Now, there are certain ways you could do this. Number one, accept your feelings without judgment. Accept who you are and the way you think and the actions you take without judging yourself. Sit down with your emotions without reacting to them. Understand why you feel the way you feel certain times. Understand the way you feel and analyze it. Get into you, man, and analyze the way you feel without judging yourself. Put away the habit of judging yourself every time you do something. Just sit down and ask, why did I do this? How better can I perform next time? What could I take off? You know, these are questions you can ask yourself, and you better yourself. Number two, know your strengths. Know your strength and always remind yourself. Some people out there, some of us, sometimes we just let our shortcomings blind our good times. We do good things, but you know, we've learned to just focus on the bad side. Why don't we just focus on your strengths? What makes you, you know, a good person? What makes you a great person? Those good side of you. Learn to focus your attention on those things rather than the other things. Practice positive self-talk. I'm a firm believer of self-confession. Practice positive self-talk. And there's a quote I like. It is from James Oppenheim, and it says, "The foolish man seeks happiness in the distance, but the wise grows it under his feet." Now, all that's saying is, never leave the key to your happiness in the hands of anyone but yourself. Don't give anyone that power to control your happiness. Learn to hold that power. Now, rather than judge yourself, value yourself. That's all we're talking about today. Rather than judge yourself, value yourself. Consciously value who you are. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. This is all we have for today. My name's IK, and this has been Nuggets.